Hello, welcome to Diving Into Writing with me, Lucinda Pebray and Anna Singh. Join us on our writing journey. Welcome to Diving Into Writing, episode 22. And today we're just talking about a short story competition that Anna and I entered. We've just finished going through the short story and checking each word and particularly each comma.
Is that my fault? Comma obsessive, sorry.
You're comma obsessive, I just stick them everywhere. So yeah, probably a good combination.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so we just wanted to talk a little bit. Firstly, why did we enter this short story competition, Anna?
Well, it's always good to do something new. And we agreed that neither of us have ever done it, let alone do a collaborative short story, but we haven't done such a short story ever before.
We've talked about doing collaborative, yes, or writing collaboratively before, though, haven't we?
We have. Yeah. So it was good. I enjoyed it. But why we did it, partly, I suppose, because it was there, because it's a Sheffield thing and it's off the shelf, which is the local literary festival. Mm. And it just seemed a good thing to do. I'd done a poem on a previous year, when I first moved here, in fact, I entered the competition. So it just feels like an interesting thing to do when it's local.
Did you have to read your poem out to an audience?
No, I didn't, but I gather we have to with this.
Apparently you can get someone to do it for you. It says that there's that option, but I'm not sure whether they allocate someone and whether they do a good job of it.
Yeah.
Because then the audience votes on who wins. So they narrow it down to 6. And this short story is less than 1,000 words, which is really short.
What did you think about writing something that short when your other story was a long short story?
Yeah. As you know, novels. I feel like novels are my thing. I feel that that's what I want to write. Yeah. The short stories that I've done, I have enjoyed doing them because, obviously, being shorter, they are much quicker to do. So you get results immediately, which is really fun. But this was a challenge, and I quite fancied just seeing if I could.
Well, I've enjoyed doing it, as I said, but I think we spent quite a long time just worrying about who was going to read it, didn't we? But for anyone who's interested in how we started, we started by not really agreeing, but in the week when we didn't see each other, I started writing something, and then I told you about it, and then I read it to you. I think that's how we started, wasn't it? So I'd done 250 words.
It wasn't. You'd done 300 words.
I'd done 300 words. I do the old-fashioned counting method, and very inaccurately at that, as you can tell.
With paper and pen, not on a computer.
And estimating the words in a line and the lines on a page. Yeah, okay, 300. I'd done 300.
We talked about it, didn't we, and came up with lots of ideas, because the only constraining factor was that it had to be about Sheffield, and obviously the word count was the other constraining factor. But it was a little bit too broad, wasn't it? With just those two elements. So it's really hard. I find it really hard to come up with a story when it is quite so broad.
So maybe it was lucky that just dreaming on the sofa one day, I just had an idea. But as we've talked about before, I think, it's not enough just to have an idea, is it?
No, it's never just enough to have an idea.
And I had an idea and luckily was able to back it up with some other words than just the idea.
Yeah.
But what you've done is to make a lot more of it, so that I appreciate. It was really good.
And then we've edited it together,
yeah,
without arguing,
which is amazing. Not because we argue normally, but because sometimes I think writers' ideas and words are very dear to them, and they wouldn't really like someone making suggestions to change things.
It is a weighing up of whether you can let go or whether you want to fight for that sentence or that, yes, word or that comma. You've got to weigh that up.
Yeah.
And actually, there isn't that much when you ask yourself, oh, does this really matter that much? Mm. And then there's also the being open to it sounding better.
Yes.
Afterwards, yeah.
It is a kind of openness. But I think some books I've read on writing, they say often you have to get rid of the sentence that you like the best.
Oh,
just,
yeah,
in general as, yeah, a writing point. And that writers find it hard sometimes, because their most precious things that they thought were the best,
but
might be the thing that has to go.
I think that that's when writers are trying to be clever, though.
Yeah.
Rather than... I don't try to be clever very often.
Is that a post?
No, it's more a case of, I'm not sure that I am that clever to be clever. Nah.
We just did have a bit of a talk about whether it matters to write sentences or not.
Yeah.
And when it's all right to not have a sentence.
I think, you see, someone, a colleague of mine that read this short story, they liked the rhythm of it when it's a woman that's floating down, well, swimming.
Yeah.
She really liked the rhythm of it, the short sentences. So I think it's where you put them, isn't it? And probably how many you have, because, yeah, if you have too many, it maybe doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's a bit like a line of poetry, but...
Yeah.
If it works, it's very evocative.
Yeah.
And then we had a bit of help about wild swimming, didn't we? Since neither of us are wild swimmers,
no,
we got some technical help on the subject.
Pikes with teeth. And
we took out the pikes with teeth. They had to go.
But I do always think of those when it comes to getting in the water.
Yeah.
Not that I do. Get in the water.
Did you read Jeremy Fisher when you were a little girl?
No.
I did. It's got about, because it's about a frog, and the frog has his toe bitten by a pike in the water, comes up under a lily leaf and gets him.
I've had fish nibbling on me in the sea, and that was enough. Yeah.
There was a craze, wasn't there, for having it as a therapy, having your feet nibbled.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I did it once, but I would never want to
really
do it.
Really? Yeah. You did it?
Yeah, I'd never want to do it again. Everyone was doing it. It was when I lived in York and there was sudden craze for it, but I think it was a very short-lived craze because I've never heard about it again.
They might have done it in York. They certainly wouldn't have done it in Sheffield.
Perhaps we better rally ourselves around. Have we got anything to say else about writing a short story?
If you want, I can post the first draft along with the final draft,
yeah,
if anyone's interested. Yeah? Okay. We're going to have a cup of tea now, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay. Bye for now. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at divingintowriting.com. We'd love to hear from you, and if you'd like to leave us a review, we'd be ever so grateful. Bye for now.